This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The earthquakes that killed more than 39,000 people in southern Turkey and northern Syria is producing more grieving and suffering, along with extraordinary rescues and appeals for aid. A search and rescue team in southern Turkey extricated a 42-year-old woman from the shattered remains of a building a full 222 hours after the first 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck on February 6th. Turkey's foreign minister thanked the international community Wednesday for its support and said his government also was working to ensure urgent housing needs were met. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma has more.
Melu Shavasholu says 100 countries had offered help, with 76 of them sending search and rescue teams. 12 countries' search and rescue teams have returned home so far after completing their missions. Shavasholu adds, of course, everything is imperfect. There were shortcomings in coordination in the beginning, but quickly the system was established. The minister also said Turkey was working to ensure urgent housing needs were met, with local production of tents and containers there. He said 36,000 tents had arrived in Turkey from abroad, 51,000 on the way, and another 23,000 planned. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday Ukraine's victory must truly be felt this spring as NATO announced ramped up military equipment promises. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said alliance members were continuing to produce artillery rounds. Zelensky said, quote, "We have to ensure that this spring is truly felt with Ukraine moving towards victory," in his nightly address. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Russian warship will take part in joint naval drill with South African and Chinese counterparts this week, Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina reports.
The warship, named Admiral Gorshkov, could be seen moored in the South African port of Cape Town on Wednesday. Last week, it had test-fired hypersonic Zircon missiles in the Atlantic, which Russia says fly at 9 times the speed of sound. They claim the missiles have a range of more than 620 miles. Russia's TASS agency said the exercise will be the second involving the three countries in South Africa after a drill in 2019.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. The United States on Wednesday denounced Tunisia's arrest of critics of President Kais Saied and called for transparent legal proceedings, State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters.
We are deeply concerned by the reported arrests of multiple political figures, business leaders, and journalists in Tunisia in recent days. We respect the aspirations of the Tunisian people for an independent and transparent judiciary that is able to protect fundamental freedoms for all.
Police in the North African country, birth of the 2011 Arab Spring uprisings, have arrested 10 public figures since Saturday, including the director of a popular radio station and prominent businessman. Commotion in the courtroom as a white supremacist convicted of killing 10 black people at a Western New York supermarket was sentenced to life in prison without parole. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Peyton Gendron was rushed out of the Buffalo courtroom by guards after one of the victim's very upset relatives started to charge at him while another was yelling at him. Barbara Massey Mapps is the sister of Catherine Massey, who was killed in the mass shooting.
Cat didn't hurt anybody. That ain't fair, he did. You gonna come to our city and decide you don't like black people.
He also faces separate federal charges that could carry the death penalty. Julie Walker, New York.
El Salvador's Congress approved President Nayib Bukele's request to extend the period of special powers for another month, meaning the country will go at least a full year with some fundamental rights suspended in fight against gangs. The country's justice and security minister said the state of exception would continue until the last gang member is captured. After a surge in gang violence in March 2022, in which 62 people were killed in a single day across the country, Bukele requested the special powers to pursue the gangs. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.